Now, some time ago, I gave a sermonette about a particular part of my education, and that was the 23rd Psalm. And today I'm going to continue to reminisce about my school days. Now, between the ages of 11 and 13, I attended what was known as Clark's College in Catford, that is in southeast London. And the form teacher that we had was a Miss Elliot. Now, this was in the days before the times when students were calling their teachers by their first names. And Miss Elliot was an older lady, or so it seemed to me as a young lad of 11 or 12. She was grey-haired and rather slim. And I suppose she must have been in her early 50s, but, you know, to a young and impressionable mind, to me, I thought she was as old as the hills. I remember one day the subject under discussion was to be the Golden Rule. And before Miss Elliot actually launched into her subject, she opened the discussion up to the whole class to find out what we considered was the greatest rule by which we should live. Anyway, after a short while, Miss Elliot delved into her briefcase-sized bag and pulled out a Bible, from which she proceeded to read. Now, many years have passed since this particular incident, and I don't remember whether she actually turned to the book of Matthew or the book of Luke. But we will turn to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, where we read the words that Jesus taught to his disciples. Now, his words are somewhat different to today's concept of what is right and proper, which seems to be, do unto others, and then run. But Jesus is here recorded as saying something quite extraordinary to some of his listeners then, and astounding to many of our school children today. So if we turn to Matthew chapter 12, chapter 7 and verse 12, we'll read the following. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Now today, in a time which I have available, it's my intention to draw our attention to these words, which are so often referred to as the Golden Rule, because we need to be teaching them to our children. And also we need to realise that we are going to be teaching them throughout the whole of the millennium. We also need to be living examples of these words in action. Now, in applying this concept to our daily life, we have to realise that Jesus placed no restriction on their application. It does not matter if we are dealing with people that we consider to be friends and neighbours, or even if they are people to whom we give the connotation of enemies. Now I'd like you to turn with me now to Proverbs chapter 25, and we'll read verses 21 and 22. Now here we find a practical example of the application of the Golden Rule. And we need to remember, when we're applying the Golden Rule in every situation, that if the roles are reversed and we are the ones who are in need, we're the ones who would actually like to be blessed. And there's a saying from, it's from a Masonic ritual, which says, mercy, like a sister charity, blesses him who receives as well as he who gives. And, you know, whether or not anything else that they say is right, this certainly seems to be a principle which is right and proper. You know, if you are merciful to other people, it blesses you and blesses them. Now, in Proverbs chapter 25, verses 21 and 22, we read the following. If your enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For you shall heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Eternal shall reward you. Now, these words are not confined to the Hebrew Scriptures alone, but they are also found quoted in almost the exact same format by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Romans, and that is in Romans chapter 12 and verse 20. We won't turn there, but it's just lifting words straight out of the Old Testament and straight into the New Testament. Now, the idea of doing good to those who are regarded as being hostile towards you is not confined to the face-to-face situation. And this is found or borne out in Exodus chapter 23, and we read verses 4 and 5. Now, the concept of doing to others as you would have them do to you extends beyond the person-to-person contact. It also includes the property of your enemy, if you have an enemy. And we don't find too many situations involving oxen and donkeys in the 21st century modern Western industrialized world. So how's about, instead of oxen and donkey, car, truck, or house even? And so if we turn to Exodus chapter 23 and verses 4 and 5, we'll read the following. If you meet your enemy's ox or his ass going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the ass of him that hateth you lying under his burden, and would forbear to help him, you shall surely help with him. Now, if we see a stranded motorist on a lonely road, on a cold, windy, rain-swept stretch of road, do we stop to ask if everything is all right, or do we just drive straight on past? Remember, if roles were reversed, we would be grateful for any assistance. But unfortunately, we do have to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves in this day and age, because, you know, many motorists have actually responded to situations on a road and have actually been subject to ambush, robbery, or even worse. So, you know, if you see a stranded motorist, do be prepared to stop and offer assistance, but be very, very cautious. Now, going on with this principle, in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, we find the response of Jesus to the question, which is the great commandment of the law? Now, doing unto others as you'd have them do to you equates very neatly with loving others as you love yourself. After all, we would all like to enjoy life. We'd all like to be able to have sufficient to eat and drink. And if we, so far as our circumstances or resources allow, do our part in helping others, we will be showing love to others in this particular way. So Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40 reads as follows. And Jesus said unto him, you shall love the Eternal your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. I mean, you see the law and the prophets referred to again, as it was in chapter 7, when I referred to that. Now, we see that the golden rule is more than some sentimental, sanctimonious-sounding concept. Doing to others as you would have them do to you is a vital part of the life of the Christian. It is part of the very foundation of all human relationships. The I'm all right, Jack attitude that seems to be gaining precedent in so many parts of the English-speaking world is diametrically opposed to the teachings of Jesus Christ. And in conclusion, I'd like you to turn with me this time to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 14. This is the reality of doing unto others as you'd have them do to you. This is just how important this ideal of interpersonal relationships really is. And this is why we should be living it, and why we should all be teaching it. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. And that is the whole concept of doing unto others as you would have them do to you. Thank you.